In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Welcome to EMS Office Hours. This is Jim Hoffman.
This is Josh Knapp.
And this is Dave Brenner.
And we are here following an exciting EMS week.
Exciting. Many developments, right?
Lots of developments. Yes. Lots of developments.
You got that national representation going, that the multi-state increase in salary.
Yes. Right. Well, the one thing I wanted to say, I have my annual gripe about EMS week, of course, and I, I didn't want to do a show on it because it's like every year you just talk about the same shit. Nobody really gives a crap. But I, you know, talked about sharing the week with other healthcare professions, and it's a week spent trying to make the public aware of what we do rather than celebrating EMS providers and stuff. And, you know, I sent the email out about that, and I got so many replies from people that agree with me, you know, saying that, yes, we shouldn't be sharing it. We should be having a week of our own while we have to spend the week doing, CPR training and first aid awareness and all this other shit, you know, free car seat installations and stuff like that, instead of it being a celebration for us. And I just started, it's like I couldn't help but think, you know, you have all these people that kind of are on the same page, but yet the people that run EMS Week, you know, consistently keep, you know, not changing the direction of the week itself. And then even the I thought it was pretty funny that the EMS Week picture, you know, had firefighters on it, you know, as well. And I thought it was funny because the guy that runs the New York City EMS website had made a Twitter post that said, "Well, it looks like the EMS Week people included firefighters on the EMS Week poster. You might as well just get include everybody else." And he made his own version of it, and it had, you know, everybody on there from the milkman, the postman, the garbage man, guy standing holding two big garbage cans, you know, all these people, you know, stay EMS strong, and it had like everybody you could think of was on his version of the poster, which I thought was hilarious. I thought it was funny as hell. I couldn't stop laughing for like freaking 10 minutes when I had seen it. So I don't know, like I said, I just feel like, you know, it's just a week and we end up having to share with everybody, and nurses have to be included, and doctors and firefighters and dispatchers and, registration clerks, you know, that's my little.
So wait, where was the, I just lost you in the part where, because I didn't see this post, but where was this post?
About what?
Where everybody else sort of chimed in.
This is just an email that I sent out to my mailing list and people that sent me personal emails back that were giving me their, you know, their,
oh, okay,
their feedback
so,
on
so
it.
So it was all, only you, know? You saw it. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they were saying, so wait, garbage men were getting involved in this now?
No, just the fact that they agree with me that we shouldn't be sharing it. It should be a week just for us celebrating what we do.
So I asked a nurse, you know, apparently Nurses Week was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. There was like a 2 weeks, I believe, before ours.
Okay. But 1 year it was a coinciding week.
Right. It might have been.
Right.
It might have been. But you know, they still include, you know, and even like you go to the hospital, I did the hospital by me, they put out stuff for EMS Week, and the entire ER staff is, you know, taking advantage of what they're putting out, you know. But I will say, the place that I work for, they do a week-long thing, and they try to, you know, celebrate the employees. I mean, we got to, you know, get a little gift, and they have a barbecue. They have an ice cream thing where they get, you know, you get Ben and Jerry's to come to the station and give out free ice cream, you know. So
yeah, and there's like a raffle thing. And the majority of EMS don't have a weight problem anyway.
Well, I mean, it's just a nice thing, I guess, to, you know, and you're not,
You know, I have to say, my hospital does has always done an annual, like, spread where they've gotten the sandwiches.
Yeah, some places do that, and other places do nothing.
Right, that's true.
You know, and it depends on who you talk to. And sometimes, it's a budget issue, and a lot of agencies can't afford to lay out a lot of money. I mean, my place, they gave us really a very nice lunchbox, you know, pretty very nice lunchbox, I thought, you know, for EMS week, which I thought was really nice. But, you know, so what I'm leading up to, it's taking me forever to get there, of course, but
somehow it's not as special as it should be.
It's not as special as it should be, but what I'm trying to get in on is that you've got the masses. What I kind of lean toward is the majority of people probably feel the same way from what you see about, you know, other comments that you might see going on, or you talk to one-on-one and stuff like that. But yet the people that control it, you know, are you know, continue to make it this inclusive thing, you know. And but the one thing I will say is that looking at the EMS Strong and looking at their goals now is that they want to kind of make like a year-long sort of thing, focusing on, you know, EMS and leadership and what we do, and then, you know, culminate during EMS week, so they're trying to, you know, to make it more of a ongoing effort of awareness and, you know, celebrating what we do, and I guess better PR, you know, for us.
And who's behind EMS Strong?
EMS people, American
NAEMT? Well, National Association of EMTs?
No, it's
ASAP?
Yes, ASAP. Yes, exactly.
They're in partnership with the NAEMT.
Yeah, well, of course.
I wonder if that's a move just to make themselves more prevalent. Because I know ANEMT, the national NAEMT, right?
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Has really sort of bounced much more into prevalence by being the sponsors of some of these, you know, training programs like
Alphabet classes.
PHTLS, TCCC, et cetera, and so forth. And they're really getting behind being the sort of the standard body behind these training. Mm-hmm. So they have now sort of hooked themselves into, hey, Dave, this might sound familiar, hooked themselves into the revenue stream, like AHA or NRP, you know, mm-hmm. And the alphabets continues, FBI, CIA, LBJ.
Yeah.
Right.
But what they're doing with that partnership now with NAEMT is that they want to make this sort of a year-round sort of thing to, you know, kind of bring EMS and paramedics and stuff, I guess, more recognized with other healthcare professionals and other healthcare communities, you know. So trying to put us, you know, into that chain, you know, so people recognize what that is, you know what I mean? So they want to do this kind of year-round, which I guess is a good thing. But when you see the friggin' poster, you know, for EMS Strong, and it's a fucking fire truck.
Fireman involved?
The fucking fire truck in the background, and,
you know, like that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, give me a break. They've, you know, firemen have... It's almost like Black History Month. Well, where's White History Month? Every day is White History Month. The same thing with this. What about, you know, we have to include the firefighter. Well, every day is Firefighter Week.
Well, they probably want to do that because there's, keep in mind what we were talking about, probably about a dozen shows ago, about the identity of the people who are responders. You know, you talk to them, and a lot of these fire-backed EMS agencies, a lot of these guys will say they're firemen. And the and the struggle of the individual within that agency is to use EMS as the back door into the fire academy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too. It's listen, and I recognize that a lot of EMS agencies are fire based, you know. So I kind of recognize that, but it doesn't mean you're a firefighter. And they make the poster look like, you know, EMS Week is also firefighters by having, you know, the guys in the bunker gear with the helmets and the fire truck in the background and all that stuff. So
yeah, let's say they did something that was a lot more sexy, you know, so to speak. They dressed us up all in tactical gear and tactical entry medics.
But did you see the FDNY poster? You know, the girls she's standing there with regular gear on, but she's got the helmet under her arm type thing. Like that's the normal headgear. They kind of insinuate like that's the normal headgear that every FDNY EMT or paramedic has.
Well, you know, when they're out there. It was the standard SAR gear helmet.
So anyway, the reason why I bring that up is because there's this other sort of initiative going on. I don't know if you have heard of it or not, called EMS Compass. Has either one of you heard about that?
No.
Negatory.
All right. EMS Compass, and this is something, it's emscompass.org is the website, but it's they've been charged apparently by Transportation and NASEMSO to develop performance measures relevant to EMS agencies and patients. So it has an open call right now for submitting measures to be used for evaluating reimbursed EMS systems on a broader scale, which could include reimbursement as well. Things like, you know, how many chest pain patients receive aspirin or how many provided injuries that get recorded in the system in a given year. So right now what they're looking for are suggestions from the EMS community, on the type of thing that they should be looking at and what type of performance measures they should be looking at, in this. Now, what I think is interesting, this is like another group that's going to try to, I guess, guide EMS and where we go as far as reimbursement or performance, you know, measures of performance, I guess, benchmarks and whatnot. And they posted in this, a couple of Facebook pages, you know, and you get very, very little interaction. You know, you're getting very little interaction with, the Facebook people.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm losing you on this one.
I know.
Can you be a little bit more specific or point to a page?
Well, the reason why I mention it is because I just find it, this is like, you know, another area of people that are, setting things up and trying to guide the EMS profession, but you don't get a lot of interaction with the field personnel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they want to have this, this voice and be the voice of the EMS community, but the EMS community feel, I think, and I would venture to say, feels like it doesn't pay to get involved because your voice isn't heard, just like with EMS.
I don't understand. I'm looking at Jave just sent me the link to the Compass page, and it just, you know, you've immediately lost me and immediately turned me off. If you can't do some basic freaking, just basic, just a modicum of research into what the job entails. So they have this patient laying prone, supine, on a new electric stretcher. They're moving them to the back of the ambulance. Both of the EMS people, the only thing you can tell is there's a nondescript patch on the arm and somewhere on it that says EMS. Photo. Right, yeah. And it's a stop photo, no sheet on the stretcher, no interventions being done to the patient, no bags. I mean, where's the 80 pounds of equipment we're also carrying? You know, it's just...
The fireman brought it to the ambulance already before you got there.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, All right.
You know, the whole idea of having performance measures is a very good idea.
Oh, wait, was that the idea that the DOT had enacted in 1964 when it was first started?
This is part of that, though, I think, now, right?
NHTSA is still in on this.
Yeah. But my question is that why all of a sudden now do you have to have this a separate entity now that's going to be doing this? What's been going on all these years? No one's been measuring any performance. It's just been willy nilly.
It has been willy nilly. So well, if I were to ask you right this minute, for either of you, what is the average time it takes from you when you respond to a patient who has chest discomfort until they get aspirin, until the 12 liters run, until it's transmitted to the hospital? Do you have those numbers? Have you had them given to you by your age? Listen, I don't have them.
Well, my,
I don't have I, them, I, but, well, but the are, need I'll, for them I'll, are...
I, wow. I don't have them all
easy
the time
there,
I have,
Dave.
But I,
easy,
but
easy.
I know that my agency tracks all that. They track everything, every number, every treatment, everything that you do. They track everything.
You know,
so
but the information that they track that doesn't get disseminated to the provider is also a problem.
That what doesn't get disseminated where?
To the provider, to you and me.
Well, they do give us feedback and information on those numbers. You know, they don't break it down specifically for every scenario, but if there's an issue with something or they're doing a CME on a particular topic, like if they're doing a CME, let's say on 12 lead interventions or submitting a 12, you know, getting a 12 lead, they'll say, okay, we're giving the CME because we've recognized that we're a little off on getting that initial 12 lead. So they'll kind of give you the numbers and the stats on that, and then they move on to the, you know, to why and what can be done to get it done faster and stuff like that.
So, Jim, what are your 12 lead times? The point being, if you don't know it, it's...
Yeah, I don't know if... I can't tell you off the top of my head because I don't, you know, if I went to find out, yes, I could.
But they didn't tell you.
Right, but what I'm saying is, though, is that you can... Agencies should be collecting this information as an agency or as an organization, you know, and then somehow, you know, use that information to push more of a national, you know, guideline.
And personal.
Yes.
Because if you ask every hospital what their daughter balloon time is, if they're doing that, they know. They know, they ought to know. If they don't know, that's heinous. It sounds like somebody's trying to become the Jayco of EMS, which I think is a good idea. I like measurement, but I bet you like that. You knew that, right?
Yeah. Oh, you love where I work. They measure everything. They measure every single thing that you do.
If I don't get it back, if it doesn't come to me, if they're not saying to me, Dave, why is it taking you 25 minutes to give aspirin? If they're not saying that to me, then I can't. You know, really vector my stuff. In a punitive way, in a positive.
The agency that I work, you know, they track all that, like I said, and I think they bring it up if there is a problem, they do address it. I mean, we get feedback on a on a monthly basis on our response times, on-scene times, at-hospital times, trauma, you know, trauma scene times, you know, all that good stuff. You know, that we get on a regular basis. But again, I don't know. I feel like this is something that's, I don't know if this is something that's that is trying to, like you said, be that joint commission of EMS.
It sounds like it, or at least you know some good thing.
Yeah,
you're saying that Compass, even though that they seem to be a little bit of a vague start, their heart is in the right place.
I don't know where their heart is. Their heart might be completely economic somewhere. It might even be to gather information to show how poorly we do. But
if they were EMScompass.gov, I would feel much better about them.
But you know what? If we can't turn to them and say to them, this is interesting because we already do this. If we can't turn to them as a profession and say, we're already doing this. Let me tell you how well we're doing this. We're doing this on a state level. We're doing this countywide. Every agency, every private agency is already doing this and compiling their stuff and making it public. Because that stuff, the stuff that's going on in the hospital and the nursing homes eventually becomes public. You know, you get a rating, you get a percentage, and it tells you where you stand amongst agencies so that people, can appear to have some sort of choice in the kind of care they get. If we're not doing that, then somebody needs to pressure us to do that. I think.
Yeah. Now, if you look at their form that they want you to submit on that on the website, you know, measurement title, you know, the clinical area, the description, denominator, numerator, rationale, references. I'm doing all the fucking work here.
Mm-hmm. No, they want to be a catch. And by the way, their initial picture, again, no seatbelts on the
Give up on the – stop with the initial picture.
Well, you know, a picture says 1,000 words in a picture, and I look at these organizations as detail. If you can't put the detail into a representative picture of what you're doing, why the hell should I think that you're going to put the detail into anything else into the data collection that you're doing? I mean, you know, it's end-to-end. You may have the best surgeon in the world, but if you walk in and they give you a gown that's torn on it before you're dressed for surgery...
They have a lot of stuff on the website that I think is helpful. Like they have an anatomy of a performance measure, and they kind of give you like how to understand it. So if you wanted to submit something, you can do it, you know, based on the format that they're looking for, you know. And I mean that's a lot of work to put that up on a site, you know. And the site's, you know, it's up there as far as what it has. But I see what you're saying as far as some of the little details that can turn some people off, because it makes it look like it's not somebody that's, you know, an EMS type thing. You know what I mean? You know, the project team is you know, the project manager, he's on the National Association of State EMS Officials. I've never fucking heard of that, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I also know somebody else with another blogger who's involved in this, and it might be a good idea maybe I can get a hold of him and maybe get him to come on the show here and we can talk about it, you know, live, and he can maybe kind of, you know, focus a little bit more about what it's all about. But like I said, I just feel like, you know, there's not you get more interaction on these Facebook pages talking about, you know, a picture with an arrow through somebody's balls but then something like this that could affect the profession and what you do, you get very little, you know.
Because they're only worried about the next shift they can pick up and if they're going to put out overtime.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, one of the reasons we're in this position right now, and whether it's the cart before the horse, Dave, I know that you have a lot of thoughts on this, is it comes back to what we're paid to do this job. You know, as long as they can get cheap, easy labor, why pay attention to what we're doing? Mm-hmm. The only reason that comes down to grabbing metrics and statistics has nothing real to do with patient outcome. It has to do with liability coverage and reduction of liability. I mean, really, truly, it's, you know, I paint a very bleak picture, and it sounds like a sad state of affairs. But keep in mind, we work in a profession in a country where our television shows show a certain standard. But there are areas out west where, you know, getting a job in EMS is considered lower than getting a job at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Has less benefits and less pay. What's, you know, how do you recover from that?
Well, I think we should save that for another show that we've done. Yeah. We've done it, but I don't want to get distracted by that in this.
But it's a worthwhile subject to continually touch upon and to continually revisit.
It is, but I don't want to get stuck there.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get stuck on it either, Dave, but it is a core problem with our profession. It's a core reality to our profession, and everything else will grow off that. I mean, I recall the frustration I had when I was in quote unquote the professional world, you know, in a suit and tie office job, and when you went to look for a new job. It didn't matter what your qualifications were. It didn't matter what your projects were. It didn't matter what you managed. You know, it was, well, you know, we can't pay somebody that level. Or even worse is, you're not really ready for this job because the pay is much higher than what you're currently getting. And so it was like a completely disassociated metric on performance, on a capability, on the individual was based on this arbitrary numeric of what you got paid, and it's insane. But the reality of the world works that way. Doesn't matter how many level, how many degrees, how if you have a doctorate in EMS or not. If you came out of a system that paid you $15 an hour, you're not going into a system that's paying you $30.
Because you went and got more education.
Completely. It's really based on money more than education. I'm not saying that education doesn't affect the equation. It certainly does. But, you know, we live in a society, in a world that it's really money, monetarily based. And the amount of money that you have dictates the value you have to the organization. And I'll get off this subject now for Dave. You know, so we can go back to the idea of collecting metrics of what we do to improve ourselves and, you know, these sort of things. But it sort of all wraps around, you know, I look at the pictures, and the pictures to me are an indicator that whoever's in charge of putting this together, of assembling this, has no eye or no mind to pay to the details that really are our environment. To them, we are just ambulance drivers. Now, how you want to dress that up, how you want to make that look sexier, how you want to monetize, you know, certain aspects of this industry, whether it be training or metrics, you know, is up to you. But the people who are doing it are not doing it for the betterment of EMS, because the truth of the matter is they really don't give a crap about EMS. They're doing it to fill a monetary notch, a business notch, in a community. You know, if it were garbage men, they'd do it for garbage men.
What do you think, Dave? You don't want to
I think that this is a very important movement, and regardless of their motivation, all of those who are concerned about what they're going to be measuring, which should be all of us, this is my biggest concern. I'm involved in two agencies that train people in two colleges that train people in EMS. I go to a lot of training. I go to conferences, national conferences. I'm on a million lists, and this has sneaked by me. I mean, part of it might be that it came to me, and I'm deluged in a lot of email, and I missed an opportunity somewhere along the way. And I'm glad you pointed it out, because there are 5 days left, and I'm going to see if I can get in my 2 cents on this list of measures. And I would like to think that everybody who's concerned about where our field is going, where our profession is going, it's lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Okay.
So if you're not in on this, if you're not writing things down on this, and I saw the categories that they listed, let you decide whether or not you're going to be dealing with patient safety or crew safety or,
right,
or what, and certain care. If you're not involved in this, then when it happens and you say, who bought these guys? The answer is going to be the people who stepped forward. If you don't step up to it, it ain't going to happen.
And I guess this is what I'm trying to kind of get, kind of, I guess, point out, Dave, is just what you said is people want things a certain way in EMS, right? Whether it's pay, equipment that we use, the education that we have, all that good stuff. And they bitch about it all over the place, EMS, everything. But nobody wants their voice to be heard or steps up when these things crop up, I mean, I make a lot of posts on my Facebook page when I send out emails on Twitter, stuff like that, asking opinions about something that's, maybe more clinically based, or maybe it's more based on an education thing or the future of EMS or whatever. I get very, very little feedback, right? But if I say something about volunteers versus, paid people, or a picture of, a degloved hand, I'll get 15 likes, 30 shares, all this shit going. So it's kind of, and that's why I pointed out that, I've seen this on a few different Facebook pages that have thousands of Facebook members, and very little people even liking the post. And it might be because Josh said they go to the website and they're not quite sure what it is that it's trying to do, or it looks too corporate, and that there wasn't a grassroots sort of feel to it. So people are like, I'm not gonna get involved in this. It looks like just another huge entity trying to get their hands in the honey pot, and the little guy is not really going to be listened to no matter what anyway, so I'm not even going to waste my time. I think that's what we get with EMS Week, when you have people who feel like no matter how many voices and threads on Facebook and EMS One and GEMS and all this stuff say, we don't want to share EMS Week with fire. We're EMS. We're not fire. We're not nurses. Can we just have the one goddamn week for ourselves, and the people that run it continue to include everybody else? People get turned off, by it. So they don't want to voice it, and they feel like EMS Week, oh, it's just another week, who gives a shit? I'm gonna get ignored this week. I don't really care about EMS Week. I got a new pen light at my job with the company's name on it. You know what I mean? That's all they see EMS Week as.
Is there a part that it's the individual that tends to gravitate to this work is a little bit more selfless and a little bit less about me, whenever and this is something for semi-true about, these sort of people, if you call them heroes, 99% of them will shy away. I'm no hero. If you give them accolades, they're more of an aw shucks type of thing.
We're not doing this
for the money.
Guys, you don't have to agree with me, but we just went from talking about measures in EMS to talking about EMS week again. It's like going from the sublime to the ridiculous. The EMS week, on a scale from 1 to 10, and for me, EMS week is a 3 in importance, maybe a 3. This EMS compass, the call for measures, this is a 10, guys. This is a 10. I'm going to post this on every – first of all, I'm disturbed. I get information from the state. The state didn't call me about this. I get information from my county. They didn't call me about this. Josh, you responded in one of the biggest 911 agencies in the entire world, right? Mm-hmm. Did you see an update on this? Did they say to you, what's your thoughts on this? Did they contact you? I'm not talking about just your hospital, which is a premier institute involved in this. I'm talking about New York City.
But you know, Jim, New York City doesn't participate in these things. You know that.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, but this is beyond the city, though. This is a state, probably run by state, directors of EMS. And even where I am, I work for one of the biggest agencies in North Carolina, and the same thing. They didn't know about it. I mean, I found out about this from another blogger through the Facebook, I believe with the Facebook EMS bloggers page that initially had talked about it.
Wait, I want more. Hold on. The NAEMT, I'm on their list. They didn't write to me to tell me, hey, Dave, maybe you're interested in this. I am almost of the opinion when this happens, the three of us are not the most active people in EMS politics, but we are active EMS providers, and nobody's talking to us. We didn't get this because it wasn't pushed out there. I don't understand how it's not out there. I don't understand how it didn't come to me directly. Not that they need to say, hey, Dave Brenner, we're interested in your thoughts. But they should. I'm on every other junk list in the world. For example, the vendors, they could have said, hey, you know what? Let's advertise this on sites that we know that EMS folks are going to, the rank and file. Sure. Let's get them involved in this. Let's make this a little bit more than 31 days. 31 days because they picked a big month. I'm surprised they didn't pick February on this, just to narrow it down. I would make the campaign to get out there that we're doing this, that this is happening, should be an extensive campaign. There should be a 4 to 5 month open period for capturing thoughts about this. This 1 month thing is disturbing to me. I mean, I'm going to get my stuff in. I'm going to put this out on the pages. I'm going to put it on Facebook. I want you guys, don't like it. Don't you like it? You share this so that and it's going to be a call for action from my point of view. It's going to be lead, follow, or get out of the way. Cool.
Dave, you look on the website, they have a webinar they did.
Yeah.
That you can rewatch, which is something I think is good to broaden people to too, because that's something that people might get a better idea what they're trying to.
I'm not saying they purposely excluded me or you or Josh.
Yeah.
But you know what? Nobody reached out to me. And if my county knew about it and they didn't reach out to me, well, poo for them. And if the state knows about it, it's not like the biggest thing in the world to be regional faculty, to be the person who does the training of the instructors in New York State. That's not a big deal, but it's a finite list. You know what? They write to us all the time. They write to every instructor in the state. They could send it out to everybody in this. If New York State knows about it, and I'm sure somebody does because they attend the National EMS Directors Association. Mm-hmm. Why isn't this disseminated? Why is it almost, I don't know, it feels good, old boys, when I've been excluded from it because they know, not that they're saying, let's not get Dave involved in this.
It's kind of impressive. If I'm reading this link you sent that says, the EMS Compass Initiative is being led by the National Association of EMS Officials. One of those groups I really haven't – I've heard in the background. I really don't know what they do. And a long time ago, I sort of dismissed them as individuals who were more impressed with their own standing than anything else.
Yeah.
and I hate to be the naysayer here, Dave. I hate to be the guy putting this down. There is an aspect of that it is funded by the NHTSA, which is kind of...
It's national.
Yeah, that's a national government agency responsible
for this. It's out of thought, yeah.
This is where our roots were. This is where, you know, the EMS started. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, there's an interest from the people who lost control over us to start looking at some data from us.
And the thing is, too, you look at their Facebook page even, and they only have 400 people that like it.
And this is the 26th day of the month.
It shows very little.
But you put out an EMS T-shirt Facebook page. Everyone's love. Oh, I love it.
Right.
Oh, I can, you know.
Right. You do something stupid, I get to see you naked.
You guys are going to hear me be very quiet. I have some stuff I got to do. Sorry.
Sure, get us riled up, and then now you're gonna back up now. Yeah. I got it.
Where's the post the link, Jim, on the page? Oh, you did.
I did already. So, you know, just I just thought it was interesting. Like I said, I believe that this has merit, and I think that we need to have more people involved in it. But I'm also concerned, Josh, like you said, that it's you know, a little bit of a the big boys running it. And in the end, what happens is what they say happens, not necessarily what the, you know, the field guy says happens.
That's,
you know what I mean.
That's very much my feeling.
So
and my worry.
I kind of get that, and I understand that concern. But then on the other hand, I got to side with Dave too, where it's like, well, if you don't have a voice and you don't, you know, share it and get it out there and talk about it, whatever. And then things get changed, and this becomes some sort of a leading, a leading, I guess, you know, compass on where we on where we go. Then you really can't say anything because you didn't step up and have a voice when it first started, type thing. You know, so that's me.
No, you know, Dave actually has a point. It's like, If you know about this and you sit mum, then you only have yourself to blame.
Right.
But, you know, and in that, if you take it on face value, you're 100% right on the mark with that. My question is, just like you restated, is who's behind it? What are their true goals? What are they really doing? You know, you look at the page of individuals, and you don't see a lot of individuals connected to EMS. You know what I mean? You see one or two people connected to EMS. So are we again going to have our metrics and standards set by people who have nothing to do with what we really do? You know, I mean, that's why we run into all these jobs without the right PPE. You know, oh, you can go to a fire in your T-shirt. What the hell? Oh, you can go to a
don't get me started on that whole thing.
Right.
I'm not even started with that whole crap. You know. Well, like I said, you know, Josh, I don't know if you belong to the EMS Bloggers Facebook group.
I do.
There's a bunch of stuff there. They talk about it. They issue the EMS Garage did a podcast on it.
On the EMS Compass Initiative?
Yeah. So, you know.
So maybe this is something worthwhile to take a look at and come back to, you know, in a week or so and revisit and see this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think this is a good topic in terms of EMS week because we definitely moved beyond the flashlights and thermoses into the realm of where the hell are we going as an industry? Where the hell are we going as a profession?
Yeah.
What are we doing on personal development? So I think that's a good launching off point.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, like I said, I think the three of us are for it and we want to have this, you know, this type of thing going on, And maybe it will be that sort of that joint commission, you know, in the future. You had mentioned
some organization. I remember a new stamp, a new sticker on the ambulances. You were saying in New York State there was an organization that was trying to be the JCO of ambulances.
Yeah, that was Cass. I had said a while back.
Whatever happened to them?
Do that. I think they're still doing their thing.
We really need it from a national level, don't we?
Yeah. You know, but again, I mean, this could be something that, you know, that's a good thing. I just wish that they gave more time than 30 days, you know, or so to get this kind of out there and, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But who knows how much feedback they've gotten via the site. But again, like I said, when you see thousands of members on websites and not a lot of, you know, social sharing and liking on the posts, and then there's only 400 people on the page, you got to start wondering, okay, how many people really, you know, are really into it, you know? You know, how many people are actually involved in it, you know, getting engaged,
mm-hmm.
you know, in it, you know what I mean? So are they going to just take the 30 days and then just run with whatever they got, or maybe extend it, you know, which might be a better idea, you know? So.
Yeah.
Well, guys, why don't we end it there? I mean, we kind of went in a circle a little bit with EMS week and this, and I was trying to kind of tie in the I know the EMS week and then this initiative with the EMS conference are separate things altogether, and I agree with Dave that EMS week is very low on the scale of importance as opposed to this EMS conference thing. But I guess what I was trying to point out and to kind of highlight was the interest of, you know, the everyman, you know, EMT or paramedic, you know, versus the entities and the good old boy type thing, or the higher ups that run these initiatives and run EMS Week and EMS Compass and EMS.gov and all that stuff, that, you know, the everyman kind of feels no matter what I say, they're going to pretty much do what they want anyway, so why get involved type thing. And I don't think we can – I think we have to kind of get away from that mentality.
No, you have to try.
And that the everyman has to try to have their voice heard. You know, because if you just throw your hands up, then, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Like Dave said, they're going to come up with things with guidelines and benchmarks and all that type of stuff. And what you're going to have, again, is have people bitching and moaning on Facebook and Twitter and everything else that no one listens to them, or that this benchmark is bullshit. You know, I work in a rural this with a volunteer that and assisted this, and I have a helicopter with one blade, and, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. But yet nobody said anything when it was time to say something.
Right.
They wait for the results and then start bitching.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what I was trying to kind of come around to with everything. So I'm hoping that that's the way it came off. I know that it, like I said, it's kind of two separate things, but, you know, mm-hmm. it does, I think, kind of being, you know, the everyman versus these bigger entities, you know. And I think some of what you talked about, Josh, ties in too, as far as, you know, salary and education and all that stuff, and everything, I think, ties in together, and the cost, you know, for all of this, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. everything ties in together, because now this EMS conference, I don't know who's funding it, but yet, you know, this is another thing that's going to cost money.
Well,
you know,
NHTSA is funding it, but it's a matter of you know, there's so many aspects to this that we could go down, Jim, in terms of,
yeah.
you know, where in the wormhole does this originate, and what's the true meaning behind it, and right. is that true meaning translating to actions?
Right. Exactly.
But let's you know, let's revisit this for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully Dave, you still with us, or you had to slip away?
No, it looks like he's still away.
All right.
All right, Jim.
We'll end it there because I know it's a busy day for all of us. So, Josh, thanks for taking time. I know you're kind of under the weather today. I know Dave had other things going on as well. So, again, we'll follow up with this, you know, down the line. And maybe I'll get a hold of one of these guys that run it and have them come on and talk a little bit more about it. And, you know, maybe in simpler terms that what I'm trying to read in this website, explain it to the people, you know, to the listeners here and get a better idea. So, yeah. You know, all right.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. So that's it for us this week. This is Jim Hoffman.
This is Josh Knapp. And we're missing Dave Brenner.
We're missing Dave, but that's all right. Until next week, as always, everyone, stay safe.